while. We don't have to talk about it that much.
I can't believe there was a club. There were more kids who did this?
I took chess lessons for a little while. We don't have to talk about this. Chess is awesome, by the way.
Chess is great.
Chess, also, if you've got like a good spirit to drink, is fantastic.
So what was your favorite diorama that you produced?
I was all about World War II. I was blowing up Nazis with little bits of paint and taking little pieces of plastic and stuff left and right. I was all about World War II, blowing up the Nazis, you know, because why not? That's what I had there. I had something else I wanted to say to you, but I cannot even remember what it is at this point.
I'm sure we'll have time tomorrow to discuss more
nerd stories. Now, I feel like we've, you know what, Clay? I feel like we've opened the floodgates here. This audience has known us for a year, so we'll go deep on the nerd stuff with them.
My wife still cannot believe she married someone who went to Civil War sleepaway camp.
I tell people that about you, and I'm just like, you know, Clay's a very multifaceted guy. A lot of things about him. Like, he went to Civil War. I went to Bronx Zoo Camp to play with the animals. Real thing.
That is, what was your favorite animal at the Bronx Zoo?
Oh, man, I thought the red panda was really cool.
Red panda, underrated animal.
Unlike the other panda, the red panda probably won't rip your face off.
Also tiny and hard to find in trees.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
I fear we're facing a very turbulent time ahead in the financial markets. The stock market, commodity markets, even the housing market is going to be affected in real ways. It's a scary time. So what do? We create a new plan, a plan to shield ourselves as best as possible. My plan is to buy more gold and silver. Both have been proven over time to hold their value when markets become turbulent. I rely on the Oxford Gold Group for gold purchases. They're the industry leader for so many reasons, starting with their advice and the best pricing guarantees. I find value in purchasing real gold. Gold is good. Gold is solid. And gold is the key to making sure your investments are on solid footing. Call them yourselves to diversify your portfolio. Call the Oxford Gold Group today to request your free precious metals investment guide toll-free at 833-404-GOLD. Again, that number is 833-404-GOLD, the Oxford Gold Group.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking Relief Factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. At a news conference, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the Russian conflict, currently focused on Ukraine, could get worse.
If this becomes a full-scale war, between Russia and NATO, then we'll see suffering, damage, death, destruction at a scale which is much, much worse than what we see in Ukraine today.
He spoke at the end of a summit in Madrid and labeled Russia a direct threat to its members' security. Meanwhile, Russian President Putin said he would respond in kind if aspiring NATO members Sweden and Finland allowed NATO troops and military infrastructure onto their territory. Also at townhall.com.
That I will administer justice.
That I will administer justice.
Without respect to persons.
Without respect to persons.
And do equal right.
And do equal right.
To the poor and to the rich.
To the poor and to the rich.
Former Justice Stephen Breyer administers the judicial oath to Ketanji Brown Jackson minutes after his retirement. The 51-year-old Jackson becomes the first black woman on the nation's highest court. The OPEC oil cartel and allied producing nations have decided to boost production of crude in August, but by an amount that will likely do little to relieve high gasoline prices at the pump. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says a storm that has hurled rain on the southern Caribbean and the northern shoulder of South America is expected to hit Central America as a tropical storm over the weekend and eventually develop into a hurricane over the Pacific. The disturbance, labeled Potential Tropical Cyclone 2, has been dredging parts of the Caribbean since Monday. On Wall Street, stocks remain in the red. The Dow is down 278 points and the NASDAQ off 138. More at townhall.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Confusion over the homeowner property taxes as Clark County officials trying to clear up what they characterize as quote-unquote misinformation on the issue. County Assessor Brianna Johnson says homeowners have up to a year from now to establish their correct property tax rate for the upcoming fiscal year, adding it does not need to be done by today. Here in the Silver State, the property tax increase for someone's primary residence is capped at the maximum of 3%. For other types of properties, the max is 8%. Johnson says for the fiscal year that begins tomorrow, the state is levying the maximum increase in both categories. Even with high gas prices and triple-digit temperatures, Las Vegas tourism officials are expecting a busy 4th of July holiday weekend. The Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authorities not predicting how many people will be coming to town, but three-day holiday weekends previously have drawn more than 300,000 visitors. AAA says high gas prices are not stopping people from hitting the road, with more than 42 million people expected to at least travel some 50 miles to their destination this holiday weekend.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Looks like you're averaging about 45 miles per hour right now on Interstate 15 southbound at Oakey. We're seeing a little congestion on the Beltway 215 westbound at Gillespie with the traffic cams. And overnight roadwork begins at 7 o'clock tonight on Interstate 15 between the Boulevard and Speedway Boulevard.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Thursday. Good to have you with us. It is the end of June. We move on to July and July 4th and the holidays. Everybody's getting all excited. I'm going to take a couple of days off, and we'll have best of for you tomorrow and Monday. And everybody's all excited. Throw another shrimp on the Barbie. So much fun. Always good to have on my friend Michael Shouse. He is the former communication director for NPRI. He is the founder of ShouseCreative.com. He is a political columnist, and he joins us. You ready for the holidays?
Yeah, I think as ready as I can be. It's going to be nice. I'm looking forward to it. Although summer is officially here, and now it's going to be hot outside.
Oh, yeah. Thank God for air conditioning. What did they do before air conditioning? That's what I want to know. How did they keep cool? Are you traveling, or are you going to stay at home?
We're going to be doing some traveling later this month, actually. We're going to go see family in Colorado, go out to South Dakota, see some more family. It's going to be a lot of time on the road.
Wow. One of the things that I know everybody is talking about today, Ketanji Brown Jackson, the newest member of the U.S. Supreme Court. What do you make of this change? I guess nothing's going to happen ideologically to the court because she's replacing Stephen Breyer.
Yeah, you're not going to see a whole lot of, change in the balance of power on the court. Although what you might see is she does have a little bit more of an inkling towards, originalism or what have you. So you might see some kind of unlikely alliances between, say, her and Gorsuch or her and Kavanaugh that you would not see with Breyer. So it might be interesting when you get to some of those marginal cases where you do have bipartisan agreements. But overall, on the real contentious things, it's probably not going to be a big change.
Speaking of contentious things, how about the fallout from Roe v. Wade? Will it change the wave election that we're all expecting in November? Is anything going to change?
I don't think so. I mean, there's a chance there that it might still benefit Democrats just because it is a hot button issue that they're definitely going to use to go out there and get out the votes. But that being said, it's probably still not the number one issue for most people, especially in swing states like Nevada, where it's really not going to change anything. We have abortion protected in this state. It's not going to be the primary issue for people heading to the polls. It might be a bigger issue in some of the kind of purplish states that are swinging one direction or the other, but
But again, here in Nevada, I don't think it's going to make a huge difference.
Susie Lee is already up on TV. In fact, she was just a couple of days ago using Roe v. Wade against April Becker. Are we going to see this by and large around the country? Are we going to see Democrats using Roe v. Wade's repeal against Republican candidates?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, what else can they talk about? They can't talk about how wonderful the economy is because it's not that wonderful. They can't talk about how great education is because it's not that great. You know, they don't have a whole lot that they can really point to and say, hurrah, isn't this wonderful what we're doing? So instead, they're going to try to focus on scaring people into voting for Democrats. Say, look, if you don't vote for Democrats, all those Republicans are going to come out and just make women slaves. And that's going to be really the only major rallying point that they have right now. So, yeah, you're going to see a lot of that across the nation for sure.
And do you see this as being a wedge issue for suburban women? I mean, we always worry about what are suburban women going to do?
Yeah, well, you know, keep in mind, women are not a monolithic voting demographic. I think almost half of women are actually opposed to the radical pro-choice group, pro-choice movement. So, you know, you've got a lot of division within the female vote. I don't think when it comes to those kind of swing voters, they tend not to be radical either way. They usually say, yeah, we want some access to abortion, but we don't, you know, need it to be unlimited all the way through the third trimester. So I think that's what the Democrats get wrong. They really think that, oh, because you're a woman, apparently you have to agree with us on abortion. And it's that kind of presumption of how voters should feel that honestly is leading them to lose a lot of the Latino vote, for example, or lose a lot of the African-American vote. You know, it's they take their voters for granted, and they should definitely stop doing that, especially in a year like this year, if they want to start winning some elections.
I want to ask you about a voting block that we're going to be talking a lot about on this show, and I know we'll be talking about it maybe ad nauseum for a lot of people, but that is independents and unaffiliateds. What is your sense of what it is they want, and is it that much different than the rest of us?
No, I don't think it's that much different. I think they probably think about things a little bit differently. You know, for example, one of the issues that consistently rates at the top of what they care about would be education. And, you know, a lot of them might not necessarily think about school choice as a solution, but as soon as that idea is introduced to them, they have really high levels of support for it. The reason why I use that as an example is, you know, they care probably about the same things that most Democrats and most Republicans care about. But they're thinking about it in apolitical terms. And the candidate that's able to go out there and talk to that group in a nonpartisan way is going to likely be the one that they have more trust in. Right now, what we're seeing is the true independents, the folks that are really in the middle, really undecided, really not partisan, they're actually kind of turning into anti-partisans. And they don't trust people that they think are fighting for their party rather than fighting for everybody. So that's something that politicians on both sides of the aisle really need to be aware of, is if you come across sounding like a partisan, you're probably going to be losing support.
I want to ask you, and I apologize, I don't mean to, throw you a curveball here, but the Community Schools Initiative, they just launched a campaign to get people to sign an initiative petition that would allow cities all across the state of Nevada to essentially abandon CCSD, the fifth largest school district in the country. First of all, this has been tried and it's failed over the years to break up the Clark County School District, the fifth largest school district in the country. Is this going to be successful, you think?
Yeah, probably not, but I do think that it's something that is A, needed, and B, it's probably got quite a bit of support for it. I mean, part of the reason why the Clark County School District is the fifth largest in the nation isn't because we're such a dense, you know, city. It's because we are spread out throughout the entire county. And there's a lot of diversity in that county, and just even here in the valley, in the Las Vegas Valley, from Henderson to Summerlin, there are significantly different and varied communities and different and varied neighborhoods. And I think people realize that and they say, how come we're all being run by the same organization when we are all so very, very different? And that's something I think is
is going to be a growing concern, really a growing argument for people that are interested in education reform.
Let me ask you about something that has been on the burner for months now, and that is the January 6th committee. Yesterday and earlier this week, they were talking about Trump and did he try and tamper with witnesses. Cassidy Hutchison testified and brought what were termed bombshells to the January 6th hearing on Tuesday. And I guess my question is, now we're finding out that maybe they weren't bombshells, and a lot of it wasn't even true, but and most of it was hearsay. What did you make of the testimony of Cassidy Hutchison?
Well, you know, really the entire January 6th fiasco right now kind of reminds me of, like, when you're watching a series, for example, Game of Thrones or something, and you can tell that at some point the ratings start to drop, so they do something really big in the teaser to try to get people to show up. That's basically what it feels like. It feels like reality television that, you know, ratings have seemingly dropped for the January 6th commission, so they wanted to bring in a bombshell report. You know, at the end of the day, this underscores why Democrats are going to be talking about things like Roe versus Wade, because I don't think most of America really cares right now. I think most of America is ready to move on from it. And my guess is if you go out there onto the street and ask the regular person if they knew who testified last week, they would have no clue. They wouldn't even recognize the names if you rattled them off to them. And I think Democrats, that's a lesson that they're slow to learn right now. But it's also part of the reason why the Republicans really shouldn't be that worried about it. You know, I don't think most of it is a bombshell at this point. There's not really a whole lot that the January 6th commission is going to overturn that we don't already know. And again, most Americans, I think, are ready to just kind of move on and let's talk about things that actually matter, like the economy.
More coming up with Michael Schaus. This hour brought to you by the Community Schools Initiative. Find out how your city can leave CCSD and create its own school district, ending the education monopoly. Check it out for yourself. You can do it right now. Go to SaveNevadaSchools.com. That's SaveNevadaSchools.com. More to come as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Chuck, can you explain the difference between dollar loan centers locations and the typical check cashing and payday places?
Well, we don't have bulletproof glass, we don't have bars on the windows, we don't have plastic furniture. Look, our locations are more upscale, clean and safe, like banks used to be. You walk in, it's a beautiful atmosphere, DLC radio's cranked up, and immediately you feel comfortable and welcome.
And your locations have even won awards for how nice they are?
For several years in a row, the Financial Service Centers of America have awarded us with the Activia Award for Outstanding Community Service and the Star Award for Best Store Appearance. Both are national recognitions.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes without a checking account or any collateral or car title. We have over 50 locations, or you can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space. As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community, and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen, and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Again, joining us, Michael Shouse, former communications director for NPRI, the founder of ShouseCreative.com, and a political columnist. I've got to ask you, though, everybody's asking about the gubernatorial race and whether Steve Sisolak can survive this. What is your sense of where Steve Sisolak is in this race? And is Sheriff Joe Lombardo, is he the guy, that, is he best suited to unseat Steve Sisolak?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think, Steve Sisolak's stronger than he probably should be, or that a lot of other Democrat governors would be in his position, mostly because he was seen as a relatively moderate Democrat, and he came in with pretty good support and throughout the coronavirus for whatever reason. He managed to maintain relative approval numbers, so he's not in the same boat that a lot of other Democrat governors are throughout the country right now. That being said, he still is very vulnerable, especially as we start looking into how coronavirus dollars were spent. We look at the testing scandal that was broken a couple weeks ago. And then you've got somebody running against him who is also relatively liked and very well known throughout the state, and that'd be Sheriff Joe Lombardo. So Lombardo's definitely got the opportunity here to knock Sisolak down a few pegs and win this race, that especially in a red wave election year where general sentiment against the Democrats is not a healthy one.
That brings us to the big question, and that is there really going to be a big red wave? What is your sense? And I know you talk to people all across the state on a fairly regular basis. What is your sense of what's resonating out there with voters relative to the governor's race?
Yeah, I mean, the big thing is, the same thing that's going to be on everybody's mind in every race, and that is inflation is going to be a huge one, gas prices is going to be another one, and I know there's not a whole lot the governor can do about gas prices, but it does represent a pain that people are feeling every single day. And really, people are going to be looking at what's going on with, prices going up everywhere, affordable housing becoming more and more scarce, gas prices going up, education not doing well, and they're going to say, what exactly have you done for us in the last few years? And that's going to be a really difficult question for Sisolak to answer, because he really hasn't done a whole lot.
what do you think of the team surrounding Sheriff Joe Lombardo, and are they going to be good enough to essentially force those issues, the very issues you just talked about, education, the pandemic, you know, getting unemployment benefits to people during the pandemic?